A beautiful day for football in the Florida Blue practice fields outside of Everbank Field. The final day of Rookie Minicamp 2013. And welcome into Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. This was certainly the best day of the three, I think.
Just another sunny day, right? Just one more. No, this was great. This was a great day today.
Beautiful day. The Jaguars have practiced just under 2 hours today, a little shorter practice even than yesterday's short practice. Quarterbacks were a bit of an issue today with Scott out with a boot. Rodgers had a groin injury. It was down to Kiwon Jakes, the local kid from St. Augustine.
Yeah, he got his money's worth today, didn't he?
And
I guess said it after practice that you really don't expect to be down to one quarterback. It was a couple of freak things with Jordan Rodgers and Matt Scott being down. But certainly Kiwon Jakes got his opportunity today and got a lot of work, as did somebody else.
Yeah, Jared Heiberger, a scouting assistant for the Jaguars, a former Carnegie Mellon quarterback, a four-year starter there, had some reps in the actual position drills today.
I forgot to ask Gus, but he might get a look. He's pretty good at times.
I think so.
But in all seriousness, he did some in the individual drills, but all of the teamwork, all of whatever that was, 7-on-7, Kiwon Jakes got that, and he got a lot more work than he thought he would, but he certainly got his opportunity to shine.
And for a kid from right down the road in St. Augustine, it's big to be playing for the Jaguars.
Take advantage of my opportunity, so I can't just be happy for myself. And like I said, I'm a Jaguars fan, and I just try to take advantage of my opportunity.
I guess being from around here, you came to a lot of games as a kid, right? This is going to be a little different wearing a uniform.
Yeah, I did come to a game, and I've been a Jaguars fan since they opened, since Mark Brunell, but like I said, just take advantage of my opportunities and try and succeed in life.
Well, a position that's a little more crowded these days is that defensive backfield, the secondary here. Five draft picks, some workout guys, some non-drafted free agents. So it's kind of busy back there in the secondary.
Well, it's just about as crowded this weekend as it will be in OTAs, because the majority of the guys who are playing defensive back were on the field out there today. And there was a point, as we discussed, JP, standing on the practice field, you look out there, you see Ciprian, you see Evans, you see Gratz at the other corner, and you start kind of realizing, if not first week of the season, very soon at some point, all those guys are going to be on the field in some capacity. Dwight Lowry's out there, but that's sort of what the defensive backfield of this team is going to look like. They're aggressive, they're playing hard, they're playing physical. I think that's what the fans who are here today saw a glimpse of the future in the secondary.
And we had a chance to catch up with some of the draft pick defensive backs after practice.
It was exactly what I expected. It was very competitive. The coaches, they wanted us to do well, and I'd seen that. And, they pushed us to become our best and do our best on the field and off the field. And, I think I did well, with it being as competitive as it was. It pushed me to push myself to get better each day. And, I think I did that.
And, it'll take time to adjust and see, how other people interact. But it's been pretty good, definitely as far as the secondary. We've been getting along a lot, me, Ciprian, Gratz. Us guys back there, we've been communicating every day, getting used to the linebackers that's there and the D-line. And that's something you look for. The more chemistry you got on the defense, the more bond and everybody start to buy in and play for each other. And that's what Coach been talking about, keeping it tight.
3 days in, is this what you expected 3 days in? What do you think?
It was what I expected. I knew that we were going to go up-tempo. I knew the way practice was going to work. But it is a lot different from college. So,
well, of course, one guy that really stood out all 3 days here, a guy we had on this air yesterday, is safety Jonathan Ciprian, the second-round pick out of Florida International. Made more spectacular plays today.
Well, and fans who weren't here over the weekend may think, is there anybody else to talk about? We've talked about some of the other guys, but if there was one guy who has stood out, it's him. He's that guy. He brings a lot of energy. It was striking today in practice. We both saw it. Jonathan Ciprian makes a play. He goes back. He bats the ball down with one hand. And then afterward, he's running through the defense. He's high-fiving. He's laughing. You can really see why Gus Bradley's attracted to this guy in terms of being a leader, in terms of him sort of setting the tone, if you will. I think we've seen a guy who's going to be a core of this foundation going forward.
John, good stuff as always. Great work this weekend. We'll look forward to OTAs.
I cannot wait.
We mentioned Ciprian. Speaking of cornerstones, another guy on the offensive side is offensive tackle Luke Jokel, the second overall selection out of Texas A&M. If you're out here this weekend, a lot of attention paid to those offensive line drills with Luke Jokel. And we're joined now by the number two overall selection, tackle Luke Jokel joins us after the three-day rookie minicamp. Your first impressions after 3 days on the field, Luke?
You know, it definitely was a transition moving from left to right, and played right tackle all minicamp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be a process to just get comfortable at the right side. But, I felt pretty good about it. I was further than what I thought I'd be, from day one, and I think I got better every single day.
What was the biggest challenge of moving to the right side for you?
It's just, it's a different stagger. You got a different post foot, different kick foot, and, it switches up your hand placement and stuff like that too. So, you just got to kind of flip every single thing you've learned on the left side and just flip it around to the, switch it up to the right side. And, it's definitely going to be a process. I'm not even going to say I'm there yet at all. So, it's going to be a process to feel totally comfortable with it. But, I definitely will get it done.
We have video of you earlier in camp, I think yesterday, running somebody over. Was it difficult to hold yourself back and not finish blocks like you would normally?
Yeah, you try to go full speed to the till contact, and they were telling us that the whole time. But it's my first time to play football in a while, and I want to get out there, I want to get after people, and it's hard to definitely hard to hold yourself back sometimes.
Luke Jokel is with us on Inside the Jaguars. You said during I think your press conference that you had texted with Eugene Monroe before the left tackle here. Have you talked to Eugene since, and has he told you anything?
Yeah, he'd texted me I think a day or two before I came down for rookie minicamp, just give me some tips, telling me to, prepare for the week. It's going to be a pretty tough week because there's not that many guys. And, he gave me some tips on, taking care of my body, physical therapy, chiropractor, and all that stuff. And that's something I definitely need to start utilizing because, in college with school and all that other stuff, football was always kind of huge for me, but it's football's now just, it's my profession. So I got to go and got to take care of my body and got to really think about that.
Right. Luke Jokel is with us. You have a couple of weeks now until OTAs. What are your plans? You're going to get in the weight room? You're going to be on the field? You're just going to go home and hang out? What's coming up?
A little bit of everything. OTA starts next week, or not this next week, but the next. And, I'm going to go back home. We're not allowed to be here for and work out in the facility this next week as rookies. So I'm going back home. I'll spend some time in College Station getting some workouts in, and then go back to Dallas, go home. I haven't been home in months, so it's going to be good to go home, see my grandparents, see all of them back in Arlington, and, get some, relax a little bit before everything kicks off, but also keep working on getting back in shape and preparing for, the task of OTAs.
Luke, good stuff. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thank you.
Luke Jokel joining us on Inside the Jaguars. Rookie Minicamp 2013 is complete.